From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hey, listeners, it's a Parties Extra podcast. Today, Beverly Woodrome is in the News OK studios. She is president of the Downtown Kiwanis Club. Hi, Beverly. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Helen.
You recently had a very special inaugural dinner at the Oklahoma City Golf Country Club. You are the 93rd president of this group, so tell us about this particular dinner.
This was so much fun. Traditionally, at an inaugural, you have the farewell to the outgoing officers and board, and you have the introduction and celebration of the incoming. This year, we stripped away a lot of the tradition and moved it to a regular luncheon meeting, and we just had a blast. We had unusual decorations. We had Miss OCU Molly Colvard, who performed for us. It was just wonderful. We even had a longer reception, 45 minutes, for more visiting.
And you had some of your past presidents there. I think they wore yellow rose boutonnieres.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who any of them were your past? And who's the immediate past president, too?
John Martin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you had B.C. Clark Jr., I think. Was he a past president?
He's a past president. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, he's our oldest living one.
Mm-hmm.
He was president in 1955, and he has never given up supporting the club. When some other people in the past have moved on to other things, he was always or has always been a staunch supporter, and only in about the last year has he not attended regularly.
Is that right? Well, you also had a birthday party for him, I think your group did, right?
Yes, we had a birthday tribute mm-hmm. for his 95th in March. We had it a few days early.
Uh-huh. That was a wonderful thing. Well, you were the one being recognized as the new president, and I think tradition has it in your club that you receive a big stick. Does that take the place of the president's gavel? Tell our listeners about that.
Yes, we have a big stick. Originally, it was an axe handle. It had all of the names of the presidents engraved upon it since 1918. That was the year our club was founded. Obviously, in a 90-year history, you need a longer stick. So the stick has been extended three times. It's probably about 7 feet tall now. And at some point, my name will be on there.
Did you have to take it home with you?
Actually, I can't fit it in my car.
Well, how about the theme for this party? It was Mardi Gras, and I think you all used to have fun themes all the time, so you brought that back to the group. Is that right?
Yes. In researching our 90th, we found out that many years ago, there were extraordinary parties. And sometimes they had parties, pre-parties at people's homes. You'd go somewhere for cocktails and somewhere else. I mean, they just moved it around and then finally got to the country club. So this year, we decided to have some unusual decorations and a surprise at the end. For example, on the podium, we had balloon columns that were brightly colored. And then there were, I don't know how to describe these exactly, almost like a nest of snakes coming out of the top in various colors and curly cues and whatever, very festive. And then on each table, we had 2.5-foot glass vases that were filled partly with marbles. And then they had this same group of snakes, nest type balloons coming out the top. Very unusual.
And very futuristic looking.
I mean, absolutely.
Uh-huh. I saw a picture.
They were very strange. Everyone loved them.
Well, they were, I don't know, they were just kind of exciting because they were big and they people could see them. And it kind of added to the glamour of the whole thing, I think.
Yes, this was definitely a different administration. And at the end, Judge Gurich, Noma Gurich, was the one who thought we should have a snake dance.
Oh!
So by surprise, she talked about the theme of Mardi Gras and crowning the Rex and what have you. And Dick Clements, who was the oldest past president attending, crowned us. John Martin was crowned with a big crown as the outgoing, and he led the snake parade around the room. And then I had a little tiara, and I followed him. And people from 90-something all the way down to youngsters like maybe in their late 20s were up dancing around. It was absolutely amazing with this Mardi Gras music blaring in the background.
That is awesome. Well, now, have you all had women presidents before of your club?
Yes, actually we have. Women were admitted in Kiwanis International in 1987. I don't know exactly when the first woman entered our club, But Toby Campbell was the first female president in 2000. Mm-hmm. Judge Gurich was the second.
How many members are there, women members of your group?
I should have counted before I left, but I would say we probably have 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. And our two newest members, which we have approved in the last 2 weeks, are both women.
Is that right?
Yes.
And you have how many members overall?
We probably have around 80 right now.
Uh-huh. It's a good group. Well, Kiwanis is really an international group. Give us a little history about that.
Kiwanis was founded in 1915 in Detroit, and originally it was for business, mm-hmm. business networking. But by about 1916 or 17, they already decided that they wanted to serve the community, serve children, serve people. Our club was founded in 1918, and the mission of Kiwanis internationally is serving children.
Mm, yes, that's right.
So that's our concentration.
Well, how often do you meet?
We meet almost every Monday at lunch at the Petroleum Club at the Chase Building downtown. You should arrive about 11:45, go through the buffet line, and then the meeting is from 12 to 1, and we have fantastic speakers.
Oh, really? And so you're really, really out in 1 hour. I mean, people have to go back to work, mm-hmm. so you're out.
Yes.
Okay, who are some of the speakers?
It's interesting that you should ask that as I fumble through here. We actually had a surprise change. We had someone booked for October 27th, but mm-hmm. we had a huge opportunity. Pam Lawler, who is the Director of Outreach and Development for the Micro Society in Philadelphia, is coming. And Micro Society's mission is to create environments that motivate children to learn by engaging them in connections between the classroom and the real world. Kids build their own world activities. They write and adjudicate laws. They manage banks and finance, create government, etc. And it's all within the framework of curriculum. So it's very exciting. Micro Society is in 40 states and 4 schools in Tulsa. And right now, Pam is in town for a week to talk about engaging in Oklahoma City schools.
Well, something about you all have a K family. Is that the Kiwanis family? I mean, tell me the leadership roles that Kiwanis really plays in the lives of these young people. You meet with them periodically, or you, what do you do?
Excuse me, it depends. We have several groups, CKI.
CKI, what's that stand for?
That's Circle K International, mm-hmm. and those are our collegiate groups.
Okay.
Our particular club sponsors OU and OCU CKIs.
I see.
And we've just done those in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Then we also have key clubs. Our particular club has 3. We're at Bishop McGinnis, Klassen School of Advanced Studies, and also our newest one, which is just several weeks old, actually, and that's Emerson, which is downtown, uh-huh. about 7th and Walker. And then we have a Builders Club, which is the mid-high group, and that's at Klassen. And then also, we have other opportunities that we call Kiwanis Kids. Our particular club doesn't sponsor them, but many metro area clubs do. K-Kids is a service club for students at elementary school. Bring Up Grades, or BUG, as it is called, is a program to recognize children in elementary school, and you try to encourage them with grades, mm-hmm. Bring Up Grades. And then we have Terrific Kids, which is character education for children in elementary school. So there are many, many opportunities. And then one extra one, which is relatively new, is the Key Leader. We know that all kids do not have the opportunity, perhaps, to be in a Kiwanis youth group. But we can sponsor them in high school to attend a Key Leader weekend, and they get leadership and service training there.
Very good. And how about the internet? Is there a virtual club? Do you have virtual clubs on the internet?
We do not yet. Mm-hmm. We're trying to update to that, but mm-hmm. there are many all over the United States.
And then, I guess it was day before yesterday, you all had a tailgating party at Sportsman's Club. Now, that was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was so much fun, a total blast. We had no idea how many people would come. It was a different type of event. We had advertised it. Not everyone RSVP'd. We sent little e-bites. We tried to be really cute. We called the people without email. And we had 44 people show up.
Really?
For our first event. Uh-huh. And people wore either OU colors or OSU. Fletcher Williams brought his margarita machine and made peach bellinis.
Did you have a speaker?
We did. Someone from the Oklahoman. It's interesting that you asked that. Mike Kaler, uh-huh. who used to be the deputy sports editor, came. But now, what is his new title? He's editor of
News.
All Multimedia.
Yeah, I think he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, big promotion. Mm-hmm. But he was fantastic. He put up with us very well and educated us.
I think he had a good time.
Good.
Okay, let's see now. Your club of 75 members is really busy, too. Any other projects you want to tell us about?
We do some traditional things. We always ring the Salvation Army bells at Byron's.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back...
Every year?
For many, many years.
So if we go there, somebody from your group's there.
Yes, and mm-hmm. you traditionally will see me on Christmas Eve.
Is that right?
Yes, that's my night. It's Christmas Eve. Yes, but we do that. And then the last few years, we've worked on a Kiwanis fundraiser for CMN called Kiwanis Needs Dough for Kids.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we just serve a little bit. We show up and encourage people to donate, and that's held at the Panera stores. And our groups, not just our club, but several Metro groups got together at all the Paneras, and we made over $5,000 last year.
That's awesome.
For CMN.
What about coming up for the holidays? Do y'all do any holiday parties or events, or what do you have coming up?
The theme this year must be novelty, because we're trying to think of very creative things like the tailgating party. We don't know for sure if we're going to do it, but we're planning, perhaps, a Devon boat ride for our members and
uh-huh.
their spouses.
Oh, that'd be fun.
With food mm-hmm. and drink and mm-hmm. something festive mm-hmm. after the Christmas lights are on the boats.
Uh-huh. That will be so much fun. They'll enjoy that.
Yes. And also, we have one big activity that is very, very old. Probably from the 20s or 30s. I really don't know the exact date. But we have a Christmas party, an annual Christmas party for children from Oklahoma City Public Schools who are developmentally challenged.
Uh-huh.
And this year, I think we have 5 schools who are sending kids to Andrew Johnson, and the members meet there first, and we have lunch, it's usually mm-hmm. barbecue, and then we have Santa and usually a clown, and we buy gifts for each child from our Kiwanis Special Activity Fund. It's a 501c3. And we have ice cream and cake and things like that. And the kids have so much fun. Our members turn out. Even our oldest ones come to that because mm-hmm. it's so heartwarming.
Oh, that's great. Well, anything else you want to share with us?
There are terrific opportunities in Kiwanis for young people. We're trying to gather more young professionals,
yes.
and especially people from downtown who can just walk out of the office buildings and into our meetings.
For 1 hour.
Yes, for 1 hour. Uh-huh. And you can be a little involved. You can just be a listener, or you can be more involved. But with about a fourth of our people older, there is so much opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to pass on our rich traditions of service to a younger group.
That's wonderful. Beverly, we thank you so much for talking to us today. When you took this office, we wanted you to come in immediately to tell us about the party, but it's been hard getting our calendars together. So we are very happy to catch up with you today. I'm Helen Ford Wallace. Thanks for listening.